Blog Talk Radio.
What's up, everybody? Good afternoon. Happy Friday. Welcome to the WBMG Radio Show. Talks DJ Gatsby. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. Happy Friday. We got a special guest with us tonight. Her name is Wilhelmine Bellevue. Are you on the line with me, Willow?
I'm on line. I'm on time. It's Wilhelmine Bellevue, but I go by Willow.
All right, so listen, before we get started, how am I pronouncing your name?
Well, my full name is Wilhelmine. Yeah, but I go by Willow, so you can call me Willow. My friends and everybody else calls me Willow.
All right, so I'm going to try this again. Welcome to the WBMG Radio Show with DJ Gatsby. Tonight, our guest is the one and only celebrated author and motivational speaker, Wilhelmine Bellevue. All right, but first and foremost, my sister, thank you so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to be a guest on the show. I really appreciate it.
Thank you. Thank you.
All right, now, everybody, before we get started, I want you to know that the call-in number is 917-889-2866. Call in if you have a question or comment for Willow. If you want to speak to me, I just got something you want to talk about real quick concerning her, her latest book, and all the other things that she does. Real quick, Willow, tell us a little bit about yourself. Where are you from and what is it that you do?
I'm originally from Suffern, New York. Okay. I'm a director. I'm in educational management. So first and foremost, I'm an author. I have a background in freelancing, journalism. I still do that because that's my passion. I love knowing about people, learning about people. So if you go on my Instagram or even my Facebook, you'll see where I just randomly interview people and talk to them because people just like to tell me their story. And I'm also in educational management, which is merging education and business together. So I've worked with nonprofit, with colleges and university, but I've also worked for profit as well.
Wow, that's a lot. That's a lot. All right, well, that's your description or of what it is that you do. I got your bio here. I'm going to read that real quick. And it starts by saying, Wilhelmine Bellevue, also known as Willow B, or Willow, is a CEO, lifestyle blogger, and author. Her company, Teresa's Eyes, Inc., is named after her grandmother, Teresa Mullen. Teresa Mullen was an evangelist and missionary. And even at the tender age of 97, Teresa loves to laugh, knit, and read the Bible. Wow. Most of all, Teresa likes to sing to herself and others. Now, Will has adopted Teresa's views of loving Jesus unconditionally, giving to others passionately, and singing to herself joyfully. Wow, yo, big shout to her, man. Big shout. Big round of applause for her. Miss Teresa got it going on. She does a lot. All right, we're going to talk a little bit more about you and what it is that you do. But first of all, congratulations on your latest book. I didn't get a chance to read it. I think it seems to be a fun and interesting book. I know you recently had a book signing at a Barnes & Noble in Rockland County. Tell us about that book and that experience at the book signing at Barnes & Noble.
Oh, thanks. The book signing, this was my second book signing. So the book was initially made about 2 years ago. I wrote the book in a day. It took anywhere between 6 to 9 months to fully put everything together. I self-published. Within 2 years, I was able to get into Barnes & Noble. It's also available in the Library of Congress, meaning if you go to your local library and you want to get the book, you just request that book. There's a number on it, and they will bring it to your local library and Barnes & Noble. Well, Barnes & Noble is and Amazon as well. Going back to the book signing, it was great. I mean, usually the people that you don't see, you don't know, you don't expect them to support you because you don't know them, but I had a lot of people who I knew via social media who came out and supported, and people came from long distance, like other educators from Manhattan, Harlem, the Bronx. I definitely had some great support from Lehman College. I worked there as a director previously. I had a few people from Lehman come out. I had a few people from other organizations that came out as well. And, of course, you know, Beauty for Ashes Salon, Andrea, the team, Lorraine, they supported me. It was awesome, again. I definitely had my close team support me, but I think what was most amazing to me were the people that I just see in passing and social media I don't speak to every day were the ones that came out support. And the photographer as well, Ashley Wilson, she was there to take photographs.
Wow. Yeah, once again, congratulations on that. I followed it on social media. I saw some of the images that you took and that you posted and some of the photos as well. Looks like you guys had a great time. Now, was that just a book signing, or did you actually read excerpts from the book at that event?
I did. And Sherry, she's a real estate agent and broker, I think, at this point. She came with her little one, and he wanted me to read the entire book to him, and I did. I had little ones that came, and I read, you know, sections of the book, but he was like, I know this has a good ending. You have to read it to the end because I want to know what the ending is. So, sure. So I read the whole thing to him. And I also have gone to school to read the book, too. So high schools, middle schools, elementary schools, because this is a story that speaks to everyone.
Wow, that's great. That's great. Yeah, I've noticed that a lot of authors, particularly African-American authors, are writing children's books now. When I really got into book business and started my book club and promoting books and authors, there was a big push with urban fiction, street fiction, and urban romance books. But I've noticed over the last 3 to 5 years that a lot of these authors are writing children's books in an attempt to get children to read more and increase the literacy amongst people in the Black community. What was your main motivation for writing the children's book?
To be honest, I just love kids. I love kids to the point where I wanted to be a pediatrician. Initially, I went to my undergrad is in journalism. My grad is in education. But I really wanted to be a pediatrician because of my love for kids. I always felt like I had, you know, just related to kids to some level. I just always understood them. When I wrote the book, it wasn't anticipated. I didn't go in saying this is my audience and I want to write for kids. Mind you, I've always been a freelancer. So the people who I interviewed were always celebrities, rappers, or singers. So my audience, I thought, were the older folks, you know, not the little ones. You know, little ones I just love. When I got the book, it really was just God ordained, to be quite honest. I was just, you know, just listening to music, and I just saw the book in front of me like a movie, and I heard the script. And so I'm like, I think I need to write this down. I kept getting the name Woodley Wiley Pierre. So I'm like, I think I just need to write this down. So I literally wrote what I saw and heard. It was like having a vision. So I just wrote it, and I wrote it in a day because the way the download was just coming, the information just couldn't stop coming to me. I couldn't stop writing. That's how it came about.
Wow. Well, like I said, I didn't get a chance to read it. I read some of the reviews. They were very interesting. And then looking at your background, you know, your education and work experience, I thought it was a welcome book from someone, you know, who does what you do. Now, what has been the response from your readers and the people that are following you? I've read some of the reviews, but what has been the overall response or the reception from the book?
Well, the response that I've gotten from both adults and young ones, one, everyone wants a sequel. And two, people asking me, and I have been doing that to come to their school to speak on diversity, immigration, bullying, because so many of those topics are in the book. And the reason why high schoolers as well, I mean, I've gone into, you know, Spring Valley High School, into some of the classrooms, and I know that some of the teachers there, and they're great. And, you know, speaking to the kids about those topics, because mind you, immigration is a topic that affects us all. And although I was not discriminated for being Haitian at a younger age, when I worked in corporate and I was not eating sandwiches like everyone else was, and I was eating rice and peas for lunch, I definitely was discriminated against. I mean, one time, and mind you, I was in corporate. I was the only woman on my team. You know, I was working with men, and, you know, everyone ate lunches, you know, the cafeteria, or they ate whatever the cafeteria provided them. And then one day, they did this whole stinky foods chant. So it's like, you know, if you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. They said, if you have stinky food and you know it, clap your hands. And everybody clapped and looked at me. And I had, like, I think it had like legume, like some Haitian dish or something. I'm thinking this is good, this is great, I'm gonna eat this for lunch. And when they did that, I wasn't embarrassed. I was embarrassed because I was isolated because of the event, not because of who I was. But because of that, I just didn't want to deal with it. I started bringing sandwiches because I just didn't want to deal with it. But looking, you know, and then taking some of that experience, mind you, I got this book as a download. So I was able to relate to that character because I had experienced it. So the emotions that this character went through, I felt that was me because I dealt with that in corporate. So when we have high schoolers who read this book or little ones who read this book or adults, they're able to go back into a time in their lives, whether it be past or present, where they can identify with the emotions of that character.
Wow, that's a very interesting story. It's a very interesting story you just shared. Once again, everybody, it's DJ Gatsby. You listen to WBMG Radio Show with DJ Gatsby. Today our guest is the one and only author Wilhelmine Bellamy, also known as Willow. I read a little bit about her a few minutes ago while going through her bio. There's a few more things that I want to say about her because I didn't read the whole bio. So as we go on, the bio says she has extensive experience working in business and in educational management. Her charismatic, bubbly, creative, and down-to-earth approach has allowed her to succeed in both sectors. Willow has worked as the director of the city planning. I'm sorry, as director for city programming at a higher educational institution. She also has served as a mentor to many students. Her ability to empathize with others has helped her influence the lives of many, many people. By facilitating education and career-oriented workshops, she has played a crucial role in helping her students achieve academic, professional, and personal success. She has a special place in her heart for young women and children. And also in her spare time, she enjoys going on walks, listening to music, reading, exploring cafes, and working out. Now, I noticed in that bio you said you listen to music. What is some of the music that you listen to? You know, what kind of music are you a fan of?
Oh, I listen to all types of music. I'm a Christian, so I definitely listen to contemporary or gospel music or, you know, motivation or encouragement or just so that way. If, you know, it's talking about a particular topic that I know that's dealing with character building, I listen to that. When it comes to my writing, I'm more so like a jazz or a Maxwell or let us see. There's certain artists I have to listen to when I'm writing, and it kind of flows a little bit more. Or if I go to a Starbucks cafe, I do a lot of writing there. I'll sit there for about 8 to 10 hours, get a couple cups of coffee, and just write because it has me in that zone. So, you know, for writing, I listen to those types of artists and music. Country, I love country music. Yeah.
Wow, that's a very eclectic selection of music that you have, very varied.
And believe it or not, depending on what I'm writing, I might listen to NSYNC. I might, you know, like teen bop music, and that gets me going too. So I have the right music that I listen to.
Now, you did mention reading. What are some of the authors that you read, or, you know, what type of books do you read in your spare time when you're reading?
Currently, when I'm writing, it depends on what I'm writing. Currently right now I have read and I'm still reading Patricia Pilacco's books. She's a phenomenal children's author. She's about 90 years old. She does all her illustrations. So she writes and does her illustrations. And she was an educator too. She started writing at 40. You know, I look at her and that's someone who I want to emulate. Not her style of writing, but just the delivery and how she deals with her audience. She's very old school, very hands-on. So I love her book. Also, when it comes to, I love Susie Orman books, T.D. Jakes,
okay.
You know, self-help books, you know, Steve Harvey, you know, those type of books as well.
Okay. Wow, that's a very varied selection of reading. You seem to be very well read. In your spare time, we're going to talk about the book in a minute. I know we're here to talk about the book. But in your spare time, what is it that you do other than music reading and exploring cafes? I mean, New York is a wonderful place to live. I just moved back. I'm from here, but I just moved back recently. It's a wonderful place to to get out and enjoy all the sights and sounds here in New York. What are some of the things you do to just relax and unwind besides the music and reading?
Well, it's really, I'm very routine. Reading,
okay.
Walks, music. I mean, I read the Bible. I read my Bible every day. And if I want to just relax, I'll go by the water. I mean, I'm corny, so I'm just one who could sit by the water, you know, with a pen and just meditate and enjoy the sky. Like, I just came from cycling. I did 3 miles. Like, I truly enjoy that and just meeting people and talking to people and just having random conversations. I mean, I'm just very simple. If I have to, I don't mind going to the city. I just don't like driving into the city. So if I have to go to the city, I'll go to the Blue Note. It tastes very great there. I don't know if you've been there, but you definitely would like it if you like jazz.
No, I know the Blue Note. I've been to BB King's.
Okay.
Yeah,
right,
I love
right.
Live
it's
music.
Awesome.
I love live shows. Yeah,
right.
I get music back.
Broadway.
Yeah.
Yeah, plays. I love that. Very simple things.
I actually like the New York City nightlife. Very cultural, very
right.
entertaining, and it's uplifting as well. Now, the book. I didn't get a chance to read the book. I read some of the reviews. For those listeners who aren't familiar with the book, give us the title of the book and tell us a little bit about it.
Well, the title of the book, like I said, it was more so divinely inspired. I just kept hearing Willie, Wiley, Pierre. So I said, okay, I like the way it sounds. It kind of rolled off my tongue more. The book wasn't anything that I thought about. It just came to me. I figured Woodley, I stuck with the title because it was a different name. And sometimes some of us who come from other cultures, the names tend to be a little bit in the plain 4-letter names or 5 letters at max. So I felt that. And, you know, my experience of my name being Willamine or, you know, people mispronouncing Willow, I figured, okay, Willie Wiley Pierre, I can definitely relate to this character, you know.
Okay, so I get the name Woodley, and hello, my name is. But I'm going to read a few reviews from the book. But what is the premise of the book, and pretty much, you know, what is it about? And I'm trying to get you to tell the listeners a little bit about the book so they'll know what they're looking forward
sure,
to once
sure.
they
okay.
run out and go get it.
Not a problem. So the book is about a little girl who leaves her country, Haiti, after an earthquake. She comes to America, and now she's forced to be integrated into a school where she's the only immigrant, the only colored person there. And she has a hard time, and she's just as judgmental as though who have bullied her. And I think what's great about the book is that so often we focus on the bullies and the person who's doing the bullying, but we're not also focusing on the introspection that's done or the self-righteousness that's there with those who are being bullied. There is always a sense of those who are being bullied that they're better or they're entitled for not, you know, there's some sense of that there too. So you see where she's just as judgmental or she feels entitled in a way, or she even feels that she's better than those who bully her. So just because she's bullied doesn't mean she's fully a victim, because there are some areas where she needs to change herself.
Wow. No, you mentioned Haiti. Are you from Haiti?
My parents are both Haitian. I'm not directly from there, so I'm the first generation
okay.
here that was born here.
Okay. Now, you speak very proudly of your Haitian heritage and your Haitian background, and I really love that. I love it when people do that, whether from Haiti, Jamaica, you know, Nigeria, Ghana, and everyone, black people embrace their, you know, their natural heritage. They recently had, I think, a Haitian Day parade in Spring Valley. I wasn't able to go, but I heard about it. There's a very large Haitian community in Spring Valley, and I know they're very, very proud of what goes on and what they've accomplished. Were you able to get to the parade of this weekend?
I didn't go to the parade. However, I went to Smarty Pants daycare
okay.
where they were celebrating Haitian Flag Day, and I read to the kids there, and they all had their Haitian flags on their heads. They weren't all Haitian, but they were all celebrating Haitian Flag Day. So, you know, so in honor of Haitian Flag Day, I read the book to them. They were also listening to Haitian music, and so I was with the kids for a few hours, actually.
Wow.
And the director and owner there is Haitia. Haitia, she was awesome. She had me. She's great with her kids. The facility is awesome. It's a new city.
Wow, that's great. That's great. I was actually at that parade a few years ago. I was visiting from D.C. at the time. I was staying in D.C., and I just happened to come up that weekend, and it was a very nice event. You know, I love the cultural dress, the dance, the music, the food. I had a wonderful time. I really did.
Mm-hmm.
Once again, everybody, DJ Gatsby, WBMG Radio Show. Willow B. in the building talking about her latest book. What can people look from you for you in the future? Do you have another book coming out? Is there a part two?
Do you have any
other writing projects you're working on?
Well, I do. I have two other projects that I'm working on, and those will be released in the summer. I'm not at liberty to discuss it yet because, you know, everything is still with the tail end of the process. So until the process is completed, I tell not to really give information as far as what it's called and what it's going to be about. But what I can say is that it'll be two books that will be released, and the second book will be a devotional, and that would come with the book. So you can, you know, come to whatever conclusion about that. But that is the two projects I'm working on, and it should be released this year. You will definitely see it this year, in the very near future.
Okay. And are there any upcoming events, any more book signings, anything else in the works that people can possibly, you know, go and see you and get autographed copies of your book?
My book is available in Barnes & Noble, any Barnes & Noble that you go to. If it's not there inside the store, you can ask for Willie Wiley Pier. That's the name of the book. And then they can order it. It's currently right now on the shelves of Nanuet. It's also on Amazon. You can go to willoughby.org to order my book. As far as any upcoming events, usually people, if I'm asked to read it in school or attend the school, I will. So I'll usually stream that live on my from my phone or iPad if I'm at an event or if I'm holding an event at a school. You know, most recently with Smarty Pants Daycare, because right now I'm on, like, shutdown mode, and usually when I'm in shutdown mode is when I'm writing, I tend not to do the book tours. It's because I really have to focus on my deadline as far as getting the next two books out, which should be out before the end of the summer. Probably see me here and there, but I, as far as events, as of right now, there's nothing that I'm holding because I you know, I have a deadline as far as releasing these next two books.
Okay. Well, like I said, once again, it's Willow B. in the building. The name of her book is Welcome, Our New Student. Hello, my name is Woodley Wiley Pierre. It's available in large print editions on paperback as well as Kindle. The synopsis reads as follows. It said, Woodley Wiley Pierre was not your ordinary third grader. She was as tall as the fifth graders and outlined like a pear. Her skin, the color of garden soil on a warm summer's day, was as smooth as a flower's petal. She explored the rainbow in her clothing. Willie Wiley Pierre is an immigrant. She doesn't look, dress, speak, or even eat like anyone else in her new school. First of all, her classmates don't seem to like her. She misses Haiti, but an earthquake has turned everything into rubble, and there is nothing to go back to. How will she find her way to understanding and acceptance? When will she stop being so lonely? Starting over in a new world, Willie Pierre embodies what it means to be rejected. Her story is about embracing diversity, responding to bullying, seeking to understand others, and making new friends. Woodley Wiley Pierre will inspire others and love as she takes you along on her journey. Will, thank you so much for being a guest on the show. I really appreciate you coming on. It's a fantastic book that you have. I encourage everybody out there who's listening to go and check out the book. Again, it's available at Barnes & Noble as well as Amazon.com in paperback and on Kindle. It's going to be Book of the Month for June 2018, as we're going to feature Willow B. and her book on our DJ Gas's Book Club blog as well as the Who's Who in African American Literature website. So, Willow, where can our listeners follow you on social media, your website,
sure,
or Facebook,
yeah,
Instagram, you know,
Definitely.
Okay.
Definitely. And the name of the book is just Woodley Wiley Pierre. I know it seems you'll see in the picture of the book where it says, welcome our new student. She's standing in front of the chalkboard. So the teacher wrote that. But the name mm-hmm. of the book is Woodley Wiley Pierre. You can follow me on my page, willowbee.org. I'm on Instagram under One Willowbee. Facebook, What One Willowbee as well. And then my Facebook business page is Teresa's Eyes, Inc. So if you just put in Willowbee or One Willowbee, you'll definitely find me. And thank you for having me in here as well, Jeff. I greatly appreciate it.
No, I really appreciate, you coming on. Once I found out who you were and where you were from, I'm like, okay, I'm from that area. I support authors, African-American, as well as anybody else who's contributing to literacy and education in the Black community, specifically ones who have an educational-based background. So, I was gravitated toward you right away once I found out who you are. And then I know you knew a lot of the same people that I knew from Spring Valley, Havistar, Nike, in the area. So, we have a lot in common. So anybody who knows me, I just support authors and writers and publishers and people in the book industry, as a rule. Any last words you got for family, friends, and readers out there before we end the show?
Oh, no. I mean, thank you so much for supporting. Thank you for listening to Jazz Gaspy. And thank you. Just go on to willowbee.org, Barnes & Noble's. The support is definitely appreciated. Again, like I said, with the book signing, it was awesome that I have to say, too, Jeff, I forgot to include one more thing, which is very, very, very critical, and I don't know why this slipped my mind. I stated that a lot of my support was from people whom I didn't know from social media or who I knew in passing was from social media. But, again, I also received a lot of support from the members of the French-speaking Baptist Church in Spring Valley. That's where my parents, originally when my parents came here to the country, that's the first church they went to, and I grew up in that church.
Right.
But the premise of that is that there are so many memories that came out that day from that church and people who I was in the choir with, James LeVay and other people, Becky, it was just a lot, Joelle. There was a lot of them that came out supporting. These are people I haven't seen in years since I was on the choir at 8 years old. So I definitely want to shout out French-speaking Baptist Church and their leaders and their pastors, as well as Andrea, the Beauty for Ashes team, and my photographer. And again, and thank you, social media, because, again, I think as entrepreneurs and authors, so many times people look for people in their inner circle, people they know to support them, when that shouldn't be the case. It should be the case, but it shouldn't be. A lot of the times your support comes from people you least expect. It comes from people who are out there on social media who are following you, and then your core, your inner circle. So, again, my parents came all the way down from down south to my book signing and then went back. It was really my inner circle and, again, the French-speaking Baptist Church and the people on social media who I really appreciate that came out. So I really want to thank them. It would be great to see more Rockland people. It would be awesome. I would appreciate that. However, I must be honest to say most of the people that came out support went from French-speaking Baptist Church and online and came from different areas in the different parts of the city, Bronx, Brooklyn, Manhattan.
Sure. Well, it's up to people like us and others to, expose, these other avenues of entertainment and these other talents and artistic people that are from Rockland. A lot of us have a lot of talents, a lot of skills, do a lot of things, and you're right. To have this place to get support and to be known is the people that you grew up with or from your own neighborhood. But again, keep doing what you're doing. You never know who's watching, you never know who's supporting you, family, friends, coworkers, church members, and just people on social media. God brings people into your life and you'll get support from the strangest places. And you definitely embrace those, and I like the way you acknowledge those people who come from near and far, family and friends. That shows a lot of character for you. All right, so we're going to end the show right now. Once again, thank you so much, Willowbee, for coming in.
Thank you.
And
I really appreciate
show.
It. Thank
yeah,
you.
And don't be a stranger. I'm definitely going to be featuring your book. It's the book of the month. We're definitely going to be having it on the Who's Who in African American Literature website, as far as Facebook and Twitter and Instagram with DJ Gaspy. So, listen. Happy Memorial Day. Enjoy your weekend. God bless and much continued success with your book and all that you do, my sister.
Thank you. Same to you as well. Thanks so much.
All right, bye-bye.
All right, have a great one. Bye-bye.
Yeah. Thanks, everybody. You listen to the WBMG Radio Show with DJ Gatsby. Our special guest today was author Wilhelmine Bellevue. Make sure you check out her latest book. It's available on Amazon, and it's called Woodley Riley Pierre. Welcome, my new student. Hello, my name is Woodley Riley Pierre. Enjoy Memorial Day. God bless everybody. Have a good weekend. And don't forget to join us next week when I believe our guest is going to be a very, very popular author. I haven't really confirmed her being on the show, but her book has just been voted as Book of the Month for May 2018. Her name is Kay Rose, and the name of the book is Revenge Plot. It's DJ Gass's book, May 2018, Book of the Month. Make sure you go look for that book on Amazon and other, you know, outlets where books are sold. It's published by Diamante Publications Presents. And again, the name is Revenge Plot by Kay Rose, DJ Gatsby Book Club, May 2018, Book of the Month. All right, goodbye, God bless, have a wonderful weekend.